Good afternoon. This is your host,
Michael J. Long.
And thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Well, it's
October 31st, 2021.
So that means it's Halloween. Woo, here goes the ghost and the ghouls. Wow. So, anyways, this is your host, Michael J. Long, on Halloween, October 31st, 2021. And so, as you know, this show and I have a YouTube channel. It's called Michael's Libertarian Pizza Party, which is exactly what this show got renamed to. Anyways, so I made quite a few exclusive YouTube videos that I still don't know whether I'm going to keep them as exclusives or have them re-uploaded here. But I did an interview with Larry Sharp. I did an interview with Thomas Queter and Brandon Lyon, Daniel Donnelly, the chairman of the Putnam County Libertarian Party near downstate New York. I believe his name was William O'Donnell. So I've interviewed at least five, maybe six or seven people that I'm aware of, quite a few, and Daniel Donnelly quite a few times, who's the chair of the Dutchess County Libertarian Party and so forth. So if you want to see those videos, the YouTube URL to which to look me up is www.youtube.com/c/Michael's Libertarian Pizza Party. And so if you haven't already subscribed to my YouTube channel, please click the notification. Please click the subscription link, click the notification bell, and select all. And then that way you will be notified of any future YouTube videos and or live streams that I do. And so I want to make sure that that's clear, that because I believe those videos, I've decided to keep them as mutually exclusive for YouTube. I could probably upload them to this podcast at a later point in time. So for now, if you don't want to miss out on that, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and please be sure to check those YouTube videos out. All right, now let's begin. Anyways, so as you probably know, I'm already in the process of making this episode, which I've for the YouTube, for the podcast. So anyways, you can also tune in whenever I'm on to my radio station 89.6, where you can tune in and listen to all this as well. So there's if there's anything that's been going on, it's been a pretty much a busy year. We've had, well, last year was pretty busy. I got it with the partial lockdowns and, you know, all that. Then they came out with the COVID vaccines and all that, you know. And so my thing with that is, because I probably never made any episode on YouTube or on this show, I'll probably upload this thing to YouTube as well. They came out with the partial shutdowns and all that, and that was a pain in the neck because no one could visit the nursing homes and the group homes and the supportive apartments and all this other stuff. And then they came out with the vaccines. So with the vaccines, I guess there's two sides to every story. It depends on which one you take and which pill you take and which one you don't. So there's the conspiracy side of it. And then there's the government side of it. And it doesn't seem like there's any in-betweens with the narratives that get pushed down. So from my understanding, and this is just from my understanding, is that the vaccines are safe and effective for most people. I wouldn't say all people, but for the vast majority of people, they are safe and effective. Now, are there a lot of people, you know, of course, I would argue that, you know, natural immunity, in my personal opinion, and that's just my personal opinion, would probably be the best bet if you end up with COVID or any other virus or ailment. If you're like 20 to, or like even 16, 15, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, up to maybe 40, 45. And if you're, but if you're an older person, I would definitely try and recommend that if you're an elderly person or an infant newborn, probably. I don't know how they're going to go about doing it, but for most people in between, it's a safe bet, I guess. But there's a lot of people where it has adverse side effects or whatnot. Some people have died from it, but I think those are, I think, like I said, there's like, it's hard to pinpoint what's truthful about it and what's not. But from my understanding, and this is just my understanding, the COVID vaccines are safe and effective for most people. From my understanding, I don't know. So I'll leave it up to you whether you want to take it or not or whatnot. I don't care either way. It's your body, your choice. What I don't agree with is, under one side of the equation, it's getting shoved down people's throats at the federal level, where the Biden administration wants to particularly say, okay, if you haven't been vaccinated, all employers and blah, blah, blah are going to require that you get a vaccine. Or, you know, we're talking about private businesses here. Just like when both the Trump New York State administration under the Cuomo administration announced that they were going to make sure that the stores required everyone to wear a mask. And now it's everybody's got to make sure you're vaccinated or you don't work. And, you know, it should be, regardless of whether you think the vaccines are safe and effective or not, it should not be shoved down people's throats. That's one area that I would agree that's one area that I would disagree with the government on. Is the one area where I would agree with libertarians on, because I am a libertarian, right? It's, you know, your body, your choice. You should decide for yourself whether you want to take the vaccine or not. As with just about every other drug of choice you might prefer to engage in, it's your body, your choice. You should decide for yourself what you choose to put in your own body, how you choose to raise your children, how you choose to live your life and spend your money and so on and so forth, as long as you don't impose danger, force, or fraud to others. So as long as you're not imposing a danger or imminent or threatening to force harm or impose danger or force to others, you should be all set with that. So if you don't want to take the vaccine, no problem. If you do, great. You know, it's on you whether you want to take it or not. And the free market should then decide for themselves, if you're an employer or a business owner, entrepreneur, you want to decide for yourself that that you're going to require the vaccine among people who work there. That's your right. If you want to decide, hey, we're not going to require vaccines, great. That's your right as a business owner. I don't think the government should be involved in forcing the vaccines down people's throats. And I also don't think that Republican states, and in particular in states like Texas with the Abbott's regime, I don't think they should be banning the use of, you know, vaccines either. I think, you know, it's your body, your choice. You decide for yourself. That's it. And the idea that we either got to, under one hand, shove it down people's throats, and on the other hand, ban it altogether, you know, that's ridiculous. You want those that are most vulnerable. Of course you're going to want those that are most vulnerable, that are elderly or too young or whatever, to get the vaccine. But it should be up to parental guidance. It should be up to the individuals to make that choices and so forth. So I think that's That's what I wanted to reiterate on that part. Now, as far as the facts regarding the vaccines, are they safe and effective? Well, from my understanding, it is, you know. And it's also, for most people that, you know, and for most people who take it, that is. And but again, it should be given to those with compromised immune systems who can withstand the side effects or who aren't going to get side effects from it. And most particularly with vulnerable populations, those are the ones that should be getting the vaccines, most particularly, at least in my personal opinion. But again, COVID can affect anyone at any time. I get that. And I'm not saying it doesn't exist, because it does exist. But what I will say is, for most people who are in their 20s or 30s, they usually can recover from it rather quickly, within a week or two. And, you know, it's the old elderly patients and the middle-aged people and that those group of people where the COVID could potentially terminate them, end their lives or whatnot, or in a sense kill them. That's what COVID does to, that's what any virus, including the flu, does to most people who have compromised immune systems or are older. So, but again, with all that put aside, you know, I don't think it's going to, if you do decide to take the vaccine, that's great. If you choose, herd immunity, or if you choose natural immunity over it, that's great too, you know? And so that's one point I wanted to make with regards to that. COVID, you know, is still around and still alive. But I think the government is more the problem than COVID is, because we had the shutdowns and that affected most people's mental health and all that a lot more than, you know, and it slowed the progress of developing the vaccines and all that that we now have. So I think if the government had gotten out of the way, we would have gotten the vaccines much sooner, and we'd be at a different pace by now than where we are at now. And so just another thing to put up there. So if you're not a libertarian, and but you want to know more about what a libertarian is, you know, I'll explain it to you like this. But there are sources you can look up, where you can look in libertarian think tanks that explain what libertarianism is. Reason Magazine, Cato Institute. I think the Libertarian Party itself and its website has a whole host of sources where you can learn about libertarianism. And I think one of them is the Advocates of Self-Government and so forth, where you can go and kind of see where you stand on the issues and whatnot. So a libertarian, at least from my summarization of it, is someone who believes in freedom in both personal and economic matters, believes that the economy should be run by individuals and entrepreneurs and consumers alike, and not have any government involvement in that area, unless it's fraud or, you know, people imposing danger, force, or fraud to others. There's no other reason to have the government involved. So the other thing is that on personal matters, you can decide for yourself how you choose to live your life, what you choose to put in your own body, how you choose to spend your money, raise your children, and so on and so forth, as long as you don't impose danger or impose danger, force, or fraud to others, including imposing harm, imminent harm to others as well. So I would point that out. And so there are plenty of, you know, links and sources where you can go and read up all about it. You know, it just takes some research and whatnot. And instead of, you know, whatever you're accustomed to listening to, if you want to know what a libertarian is, that's what I would recommend, you know. But anyways, because here's the deal. Fox News, One America News, they're not going to give you any information on what a libertarian is, and neither is CNN or MSNBC. They don't even hardly, well, except for maybe Kennedy on Fox News, nobody else gives libertarians or whatever, or think tanks or individuals any attention. And that's one thing I've noticed. So again, you know, you might want to, from my personal stance, from my opinion, you might want to, you know, do some research on it upon your own time, on your own merits, if you decide to take that route in researching in terms of what a libertarian is. And so, with that put in mind, of course, you know, the Libertarian Party, we're nailing it in most states, not all states, but in, you know, quite a few states we're nailing it. On the local level, in most states, I would argue we're winning. We got a 40 or 50% election rate. And that's just at the local level, local and county levels, level throughout the country. Then you have, and we got a few positions where we elected libertarians at the state level. And I also did, and Lori Blake is one of those who was a Republican, switched over to the Libertarian Party as a state lawmaker within, I think it was the state of Wisconsin and whatnot. But I did a whole interview with her. She's now part of the Pragmatist Caucus and part of the National Libertarian Party. So you want to check that out again, please go to my YouTube channel for this show and whatnot. All right. So again, Michael J. Long, and I'll try to have more content available. I'll try to see what I can produce on this radio and on this podcast. So again, if you're listening, and I'd like to complete a survey for the radio, for those who are listening to this on the radio, 89.6, please, if you want, my email is michael.j.long@hotmail.com. Email me. Let me know if you listen to it or not on the radio. And so that's if you want. You don't have to. But if you want. Anyways, I'm Michael J. Long, guys. And at 3:56 p.m. on October 31st of 2021. So, of course, it's Halloween. And I should be getting ready for the trick-or-treaters. So I will I will be around. So I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I truly and sincerely appreciate it.